The brain is the regulator of our entire body and the basis for the experiences we're having, good or bad. We're pretty dependent on our brain, according to this week's guest on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness Show. Psychologist Dr. Rick Hansen spoke with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen as part of this week's special one-hour broadcast on happiness. Here's part of their conversation about why it's possible to rewire your brain for happiness.
Dr. Hansen, would you explain what we know about the link between the brain and our everyday happiness?
The brain is the basis for the experiences we're having, happiness or sorrow. And so what happens in the brain is critically important for our well-being and our resilience. So one of the key takeaways here is to realize that this phenomenal organ is vulnerable and fragile, and it's harmed by resentment or self-criticism. The other big takeaway is that through learning, through resting our attention on ordinary, everyday, beneficial experiences, we actually build up structures inside the brain for a resilient happiness. It is actually possible to learn resilience, to learn gratitude, to learn mindfulness, compassion, and well-being or happiness altogether.
I understand that we can learn that, but I just want to go back again to what's happening in the brain.
Sure.
And is it a permanent change?
So I'll just give you a quick example. Repeated experiences of feeling connected to others, feeling compassionate and kind to yourself, increase receptors in the amygdala for oxytocin. And what that means is that when those receptors for oxytocin in the alarm bell of the brain, the amygdala, activate, people calm down. They feel more cared about, and they feel less upset and more able to bounce back over time.
In a TED Talk you've given, you give concrete examples about how we can rewire our brains to become happier. And one of the things that you stress is the idea that you come up with the positive feelings, but then you link them to a negative experience. What's the neuroscience behind that?
We do learn and change from beneficial, usually enjoyable experiences, but the brain's very inefficient about that. It has what scientists call a negativity bias that makes it overlearn from painful experiences and underlearn from enjoyable, beneficial ones. It's sort of like Velcro for the bad, but Teflon for the good. That creates a lot of unnecessary suffering, upset, and conflicts between us and other people. So if a person wants to help themselves, it's very helpful to help the brain learn. And there are simple ways to do that. Essentially, it means stay with the experience. Don't just flick on to the next one in our kind of ADD culture. The longer you keep those neurons firing by staying with a beneficial experience, the more intensely they keep firing because you've opened to the experience in your body. As a result of that, you're going to steepen your learning curve as you go through life. And then as a bonus, through what's simply called associational learning, if hypothetically you are aware of both something positive and something negative, if you keep the positive experience larger, more prominent, more intense in your mind, it will tend to associate with and potentially over time even replace that negative material.
That was neuroscientist Dr. Rick Hansen explaining associational learning and why it's possible to rewire your brain for happiness. Join us tomorrow morning on Morning Edition for the last in our series on happiness. And you can join us for a full one-hour special of Take Care, Saturday morning at 6 and Sunday evening at 6. And you can find more online at WRVO.org. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation of Western and Central New York.